faith meant to me, because I didn't have it. It wasn't, like, I didn't see it every day. So my name is Rebecca Nagel, and I am a second-year master's student in the Higher Education and Student Affairs Emphasis program out of the College of Ed. And I interned for the last year at the Center for Spiritual and Ethical Development. I was a graduate intern there, so I did a lot of interfaith, diversity, and social justice programming. So I think on this campus, for students who do come from a faith background or who that is a passion for them, finding it out, it really puts a lot on the students to go and find like what they're looking for, find that group that they can connect with. Something that I noticed, and perhaps it's because I'm not an undergraduate, so I don't go to the involvement fair or things like that, but I noticed that I had to go out and find, okay, I need to go to Mass, so how do I find, where is that? Do I have to go downtown? Like, how does that work? It's not just right in front of them, because there's so much that this campus has to offer, and so it's just helping the students to find that outlet if they're looking for it. I was raised Roman Catholic, but I did not go through the traditional, I guess you'd say, like, pathway to becoming Catholic. So I was baptized when I was born, but my family did not practice until I was in fifth grade and we had moved. My dad was raised Roman Catholic. He went through Catholic school. My mom was not. And I guess when we were in, when I was in fifth grade, my dad wanted us to go through all the sacraments. And so he went to the church and got some like CCD books and kind of taught us, taught my brother and I informally. And so I made my first reconciliation and Holy Communion on my retreat for confirmation when I was in sixth grade. And then I was confirmed with my class. But then that was really it. After I went through confirmation, I did not continue with CCD, but I went to an all-girls Catholic high school. And then I went to a Catholic college. So when I was in high school, I really learned about the faith. And then when I got to college, I guess that's when I really grew in my faith. Without knowing that I was growing in my faith. When I got to college, they still did the Ash Wednesday masses, and that wasn't, no one ever asked, like, why do you have ashes on your forehead? Well, when I came here, I found out when the Ash Wednesday masses were and went, and that night one of my residents had said, what's on your forehead? And I was just like, it's Ash Wednesday. Like, come on, you don't know this? And they're like, oh, yeah, I don't know what that is. And so that to me was a big moment, like, wait, this is not everyone is going to be walking around with ashes on their forehead. That was kind of the moment when I came here. It's like, oh, interesting. I think as a grad student, it's harder because Penn State feels very large to me, whereas if you would ask some undergraduates, they might say it feels smaller because they're in their undergraduate. I wouldn't say it's isolating, but it's much more private, I guess. It's more private, and then perhaps I feel that, like, I'm comfortable talking about it because I don't know if many people, like, think about faith. A lot of Penn State students are very privileged, and they've come from privileged backgrounds, and I'm not sure that there's enough conversations being had on, like, what you can do with your privilege. And it's not a bad thing if you have privilege, but what can you do with that privilege to help someone else? And I think that's where the conversations need to be. I am a big believer in that there's no such thing as coincidence, that everything happens for a reason, that there is a reason and purpose for everything. There's nothing, there's no coincidences. I went on a retreat in high school, and one of the talks, our teacher had mentioned this book called God Winks. This book talks, gives little stories that people have shared of things that you would think are coincidences, but none of them are really coincidences, that it's God winking, saying, like, this is right, this is meant to be, this is, you're okay. I recently did an independent study on post-secondary education programs for students with intellectual disabilities. My brother has Down syndrome, and so I'm very big into college access. So everything I'm doing is not just because I have to write a paper. I truly have a passion for it and think that this is important, it needs to be done. And so the faith kind of like guides it and drives it.
Peace Science is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.